Good morning. It is 7:43 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for an update from the city of Coffeyville. And, of course, we've had the meeting moved a little bit due to a lack of quorum here earlier in the month. We have with us City Clerk Melissa Carter, Communications Manager Ashley Tapman. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you along here, and I appreciate your flexibility here with the little bit different date. We kind of got a fifth Tuesday of the month, so yeah. I guess it kind of worked out.
It did. It worked out.
Mm-hmm. So what do we have on today's agenda?
On the agenda, we've got consent agenda, second readings of our standard traffic ordinance and our uniform public code ordinance for our police department. And then we do have a proclamation. It's going to honor Gail and Kathy Smith for 10 years of dedicated service through Coffeyville Summer Celebration. So that's going to be the 10th annual summer celebration. It's going to be July 11th. Out at Walter Johnson Park, and Gail and Kathy have been running the show for the last 10 years, and you know the amount of organization, time, dedication that it takes to put on an event like this for our community and visitors around us is just astronomical. They've done such a fabulous job, and we just wanted to give them a big shout out and thank them for everything they've done for the last decade for the summer celebration.
Well, that's great. It really has turned into such a big one-day event.
It really has. I feel like every year the fireworks show tops the year before, and I don't understand how. Like, how does it? It just keeps getting better and better. So, yeah, we'll take some time and give them a shout at the commission meeting tonight. On to new business. We do have an engineering services for the water treatment plant. Then we've got FAA grants, some paperwork and stuff that has to be done. That's for runway 1735. That's been in talks for about the last year to get that done. We're finally closing in on that grant. Then we do have an ordinance to establish some fishing rules out at LeClaire Lake. We've had some complaints and some issues going on with net fishing out there. Net fishing is allowed by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. We've been in, you know, talks with them, and for such a small lake, when people are net fishing, they're not just getting the bait fish, they're also getting the larger game fish and not always throwing them back. And the Department of Wildlife and Parks does agree that net fishing isn't really appropriate for a small fishing lake like LeClaire. But since it is allowed by the state, we do have to do an ordinance to make some rules against that. So that's what that ordinance is about, just to establish those rules so we can keep that lake stocked with plenty of fish for everyone to enjoy.
Now, how does it work when you have, obviously, there's some crossover, I'm sure, with like Wildlife and Parks and like the city? Who enforces the rules at a body of water that is owned by the municipality?
It gets tricky. So in our ordinance, we don't have any exact rules that dedicate that. Our ordinance says that the city manager will, you know, set the rules for like our parks and lakes, our building rentals and that kind of stuff. So we don't have anything for or against it. But because this is, you know, a state rule, it was actually the game warden that suggested that we do an ordinance to make it clear. So, you know, we can put stricter restrictions on it above what the state does, but it has to be an ordinance in our rules.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then we'll have a discussion of the potential abatement. That's on the Browns Building, 129 West 9th. And then city manager's report, comments from commissioner's staff, and an executive session to close it out.
Okay, very good. Well, should be a good meeting tonight here. Again, a little bit different here, just the way things all worked out in the month of June, but that will be tonight as opposed to a regular schedule here that would have put it at last Tuesday's meeting. So, yep. Now, of course, we do have the 4th of July very close at hand. I mean,
yes.
Tomorrow is going to start July 1st, so maybe a good time to go over some reminders on the fireworks rules.
Sure, yeah. So fireworks sales will start tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Fireworks are allowed to be sold and discharged July 1st through July 4th from 8 a.m. to midnight. So those are the hours that you can buy and shoot off fireworks. Of course, you know, we have some rules against fireworks in certain places, public streets, public parks, unless there is like summer celebration, a lot of paperwork that they go through to be able to have that out there. And then also the downtown district, fireworks are not allowed there as well. And of course, no throwing of fireworks at anyone, objects, or anything. And Ashley will be putting all of that out on our Facebook page, kind of the different rules and stuff that we have. Right now we have 5 applications for fireworks stands. The fire department will go out tomorrow morning, inspect all those stands. Everything looks good. They'll issue those permits. And again, Ashley will be posting where all of those fireworks stands are.
Yep. Very good. Make sure you look for that information on our website tomorrow, because we just have to get the stands approved through the fire department before we can say where those locations are. So make sure you check back on our Facebook page, and I'll put it on the website too, just in case if those listeners don't have Facebook, that will be available on the website too.
All right. And of course, if folks do have, you know, concerns, that sort of thing, if they want to call in to the police department, they could use that non-emergency line. Would that be a recommendation?
Yeah. If you see anything, something, you know, looks unsafe, there's something that's concerning, definitely give the non-emergency police line a call. That number is 620-252-6160. And they'll go out and check out the situation. So don't hesitate to call if you feel like, you know, there's something unsafe happening.
Very good. Well, hope everyone does have a very enjoyable and safe week here as we get into a little bit noisy time in America, but it is the 250th, so gotta celebrate. So
it's a little special.
Yeah, it sure is. So Ashley, I know also as we kind of roll into the month of June, there are some changes here with the water rates that they wanted to remind us a little bit about as we kind of go into this change here that was approved.
Yes, so July 1st is when the actual water rates will affect water bills, but before that, we've been doing some education about water rates and why they're increasing, and just breaking off little chunks of more important information so people can actually understand what's really going on. That's going on the social media. It's on our website as well. If you go to coffeeville.com, and then there's the 5 main buttons, and then there's some another set of buttons halfway down the page called popular resources. There is a section called water rates. And if you click on there, you'll have all the information of what's going on. So we've just tried to make it more educational so people could really understand what's going on. So the
rates are going to go up kind of based on however many units of water that the household uses, right?
Yes.
Yep. So because I know, I think in the very first, if you're using like one unit, it's not going to increase. But if it's like,
it's actually thousands.
Yeah, one unit with it is 1,000 gallons.
Yes. Yep.
So. So depending on, you know, if you're using that, it'll kind of depend on based on the usage.
Yes. And then last week we did, education on, we had 2 different tables in town and out of town, just estimated amounts of water. Like there was 2,000, 3,500, 5,000, 8,000 gallons as an estimate of what it would be per month, for your bill. Average household in Coffeeville is 3,500 gallons, and it said on estimate would be $12 extra for the bill. So there is education on that just to let people know, you know, give it a rough estimate. If I do 4,000 gallons, you can kind of guesstimate between 35 to 5,000 of, you know, kind of how much your bill would be. So we just tried to break it out to make sure that people understand what's happening.
Good reminder. And of course, when you do get your bill, it is broken down in there as well. You can kind of see all that breakdown of what all the fees are and everything. So,
and if you have questions, our utility billing department is more than happy to answer questions. You can email them at utilitybilling.com, and then you can just call the main line at 620-252-6100. And we have a little prompt where you can push a certain button to go to utility billing, and they'll be more than happy to talk to you about your account.
Very good. Now, as we wrap things up here, I know that we want to remind folks about the some information about that half-cent sales tax. You know, that's going to be coming up before the voters here. You want to kind of just give us a few reminders on what this is and what this would go for as people make their informed decision.
We have lots of education on our website. Again, if you go to coffeeville.com and go to that little main section of buttons called popular resources, there is a section called 2027 sales tax, learn the facts, and there's lots of information on that page that is talking about this half cent sales tax. It's been going on, it's an existing sales tax that's been going on for quite a while. I don't know if you want to give a little bit background on that.
Yeah, so they originally had put the sales tax in, I believe the first one had expired in 16, a little bit sooner than the 10 years, because it had been paid off for the project that they were doing. And then it was enacted for another 10 years just to help out with the emergency services.
And this is
for CRMC. For CRMC. This is a little bit of repurposing. Again, same amount of tax. You won't see a change at the register, but this is half going to go to what it's already helping with, the emergency services funding, but then the other half will go to help out police, fire, and also community safety infrastructure as well.
Yes, so help with EMS services like it has been previously, and then the other half will help police, fire, and community safety infrastructures. And those safety infrastructures could be helping with lifeguard equipment, ADA compliances on a sidewalk, or important things, AED machines in city facilities, stuff like that. So it's important that people know the facts of what they're voting on. So that's why we created a page on our website. Just make sure you go there and learn as much as you can before you vote. And voting starts August 4th, and early voting starts July 15th.
That's a great reminder. And now this is a sales tax, right?
Yes.
So that will benefit, you know, if someone is coming in, you know, for the fair and they're spending money here, well, they're contributing towards this.
Yeah, they say about 30% of our sales tax that comes through our community is from those living outside of the Coffeyville city limit. So about 30% of this will be funded from visitors to Coffeyville.
And that helps provide EMS services like 911. If you're needing an ambulance, this is what this is going to, helping provide that service to our community. And for police and fire, those three entities are very, very important for our town to have in case of an emergency. So it's really important, like I said, to learn the facts, know what you're voting on before you vote. So that's why we put some information out. You'll see a social media campaign come out. You never know, you might see some little pop-up events or videos explaining a little bit more of what's happening with this sales tax.
Very good. Anything else here as we wrap up, ladies?
Just happy 4th of July.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you in here. Hope you have a very good and safe 4th. Ashley Tatman, Communications Manager with the City of Coffeyville, and Melissa Carter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. And we do have more open line coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to be getting in an update from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa Wilson will join us here in just a few minutes as well, here on the Mighty 690.